Good morning to you and to all those who follow us every morning. Good morning to Gisela, who accompanies us from the studio. We start today's briefing with the good news that for a fifth consecutive day, our country has not reported fatalities due to COVID-19. This does not mean that we're going to lower our guard now, but nonetheless, this is a result of the popular participation and the efforts by our specialists, by our scientists, for the treatments and different protocols that lead to these results. Thus, until last night at 12 o'clock, 970 patients had been admitted to our country's hospitals. 26 were in surveillance, 649 suspected cases, and 295 confirmed. In primary healthcare, by our professionals and technicians, 2,293 patients are being monitored to detect the presence of SARS-CoV-2 and COVID-19. 1,951 samples were studied in the molecular biology laboratory of the Institute of Tropical Medicine, 781, in the Provincial Center of Villa Clara, 416, in the Brother Almeida's Hospital, 379, in Santiago de Cuba, 217, and in Havana's Laboratory, 158. As a result of analysis of these 1,951 samples, 9 people were diagnosed with COVID-19, and in this way, Cuba already has 83,868 samples that have been analyzed, of which 1,881 people have been confirmed with the presence of COVID-19, for a 2.2% of the samples analyzed have tested positive for this disease. On the 9 cases confirmed yesterday, all are Cuban, which has been happening for the last few days. 4 are contacts of confirmed cases. In this way, there is a total of 1,641 confirmed cases in Cuba, 89.4% of which are contacts of a case that has been confirmed previously. In 5 patients, that is 55.5%, the source of infection could not be specified, and this means that 64, that is 3.4%, whose source of infection have not been established. With source of infection abroad, Cuba accumulates 131 patients, the same figure as all these days, 7.1%, and as this is a risk group that has been significantly reduced. Of the 9 cases diagnosed, 6 are female, and in the cumulative number, the male continues to be the largest group, since the female sex with 921 confirmed cases represents 48.9%. 3 of the male sex, 3 male patients of those diagnosed yesterday, and 960, accumulating 51% of confirmed patients in our country. This is something important. Of the 9 patients, 8 are asymptomatic. Thus, 939 people have been diagnosed without symptoms of the disease in the country, practically half of the patients. 49.9% of the confirmed cases in the country has been asymptomatic. This shows the importance of the probe conducted in search of this disease, of this virus. Of the 9 cases diagnosed yesterday, the group of under 40 years, there is 1 case of a group from 1 to 19 years, 6, and this is the largest number, belong to the group of 20 to 29 years, and from 50 to 59 years, 1 case, and 1 year and above, 60 years in the row of one case. Cases were confirmed in Havana, three from the old Havana municipality, the three cases, three from Villa Clara province, from the Ranchuelo municipality, one from Pinal del Rio in Mantua municipality, one from Matanzas municipality, and one from Las Tunas. We have to say that both the case of Pinal del Rio in the municipality of Mantua and that of Las Tunas in the municipality of Maicí are the results of the population study that we have been informed about, which is being carried out through a PCR test in real time with a sample of nasopharyngeal exudate that you've been seeing, watching in the news, the images of that healthcare personnel goes to the houses selected in the study. A very detailed explanation has been provided by the researchers who are working on it, on how the samples are being taken, on how the selection is being made in all the provinces of the country, and how they then go to the houses and take the samples. And as a result of that, and this is what I want to emphasize, it's the value of these studies that are being done. As a result of that, a case was detected in the municipality of Mantua that had not been confirmed cases to date in Pinal del Rio, and one in Mamati in Las Tunas. This study allows us, as we have reiterated here, to detect positive people who do not otherwise, if it weren't by this study, and if this person does not have any complication of the disease or symptoms of the disease, maybe it would not have been detected at any time. And yet, this is what we're looking for, to get the highest number of positive people in our country, to be able to isolate them, look for their contact and do the control measures. What is the most important thing at this moment? Another important element in this is the positive rate in the different provinces when we take a look at the cumulative in the provinces. When we take a look, the Isle of Youth municipality remains at the top of the list with 50.4, followed by Havana with 42.1, Villa Clara with 47.5, Matanzas with 24.2, Ciego de Ávila 21.3, Santi Spiritus 14.6, Mayabeque 12.5, Holguín 9, Pinal del Río 8.9, Artemisa 6.4, Camagüey 6.3, Cienfuegos 5.9, and Santiago, Guantánamo, Las Tunas, and Granma with positive rate per 100,000 inhabitants below 5. Now, we are evaluating what indicators to take into consideration while studying the evolution of the disease. It's not only saying that we have not had any fatalities, which to me is one of the most important data in terms of what it implies. And the cases have also been decreasing. But there are other aspects that have to be evaluated. Then we analyze the rates of incidents per 100,000 inhabitants in the last 15 days. Because, for example, the Isle of Youth, it's true that it's not had a confirmed case for some time. Therefore, at the beginning, it had a great amount of cases, and that's why its current positive rate. However, in the last 15 days, the analysis is different. For example, Matanzas currently has a 6.9 positive rate, which is the highest that we have in our country in the last 15 days. And I have seen that it has been reported on television in the news, the event that occurred in the Faustino Perez Hospital in this city. Havana follows with 5.7, Villa Clara with 2.8, Ciego de Ávila 2.1, Villa Clara with 2.8, Ciego de Ávila 2.1, Camagüey 1.4 and Sancti Spiritus 0.9. From there follow the rest of the provinces: Holguín 0.8, Mayabeque 0.5, Artemisa 0.4, Las Tunas 0.4, and that would be the most important thing, and we can say that's Cienfuegos, Santiago de Cuba, Guantanamo, and Granma. These four provinces have not had confirmed cases over the last 15 days. Now, I would like not to miss this opportunity to reiterate that this in no way means that there are no cases in these provinces. And we have just been shown this by the study we are undertaking on the population in two territories that where we did identified as having transmissions and where we found people who have the virus who naturally can transmit it. Therefore, there is no elimination of the restriction measures even in those provinces, in those municipalities and territories that do not have evident transmission. With the incorporation of these two municipalities, there are already 112 municipalities that have confirmed cases of COVID-19 in Cuba, with the addition of the municipality of Mantua in Pinar del Río and the municipality of Manatí in Las Tunas. And continuing with the rest of the data, we have 1,881 patients diagnosed with the disease accumulated in our country. Of them, 295 confirmed cases remain admitted to our hospitals. This is what specialists call the active cases. Of those 295, 96.9%, that is 286, have a stable clinical course. Unfortunately, we have 79 deaths, which gives us a lethality of 4.2%. And that lethality compared to the region of the Americas still remains in the number 14. We are dissatisfied with that lethality, but compared to the rest of the countries in the region, it remains in the place number 14. The region's lethality stands at 6.01, and 12 countries have a higher rate than the region's average. And among them, we always mention the situation in Mexico with a lethality of 10.7, Ecuador 8.02, Canada 7.49, Brazil with 6.71, and there is talk that it will become the epicenter of the pandemic in the region, the United States with a lethality rate of 6.05, and the countries of the Caribbean have high rates as well. I always mention the two patients that were evacuated at the beginning of the epidemic, and we have 10 discharges on the day, and that accumulates 1,505 people of the 1,881 that have been diagnosed, that have been discharged, and that accounts for 80%. This is another favorable indicator that we analyze. And although they are 10 discharges, because as we have fewer confirmed cases, the discharges are also decreasing. However, today, it is also an important element, we have had more discharges than admitted cases. Unfortunately, we have 2 patients in critical condition and 7 in serious condition, 1 in critical less than yesterday and the same amount of patients in serious condition than yesterday. The migratory movement is practically nil. Only 4 foreign crew members entered yesterday on a flight from Panama, and 717 people left yesterday, among them resident Cubans, foreigners, crew members on flights to Spain, Portugal, and Italy. We also saw a report on television of the departure of a group of Spaniards returning to their country. Thus, today in Cuba, there are 5,538 immigrants and 3,827 foreigners, for a total of 9,364 visitors. 65 visitors figure does not change much from one day to the next. The number of foreigners in rental houses, it does not change much either, 931, and fundamentally in Santiago, Plaza, Centro Havana, and Playa here in Havana. Today, the 73rd General Assembly of the World Health Organization is taking place. Cuban television has been broadcasting its development. It is being held virtually. Our Minister of Public Health is going to participate, and the ministers of health of the world are making their presentations on their commitments and on the actions they have been developing, because it's the only way to control this disease. Nevertheless, there are still 185 countries with confirmed cases of COVID-19. A significant number of cases were confirmed yesterday, with 94,058, and this means that more than 4.5 million people have been confirmed. 4,597,894 confirmed cases. In a single day, 4,293 died, as a cumulative of 311,588, for a lethality of 6.78%, similar to yesterday, but a high lethality of this disease nonetheless. In our region of the Americas, 52,056 people were confirmed yesterday, and there are, let's make a correction, 2,049,566 confirmed cases, which represents 44.58% of the total number of reported cases in the world. 2,685 people died in our region, for a cumulative of 123,091 fatalities, for a lethality of 6.01%, which we had mentioned earlier. This is the situation of Cuba and the world. Among the news items we were revising earlier, there is a concern with the appearance of confirmed cases and of deaths on the African continent, due to the situation that some countries have in terms of their health system, in terms of their possibilities of facing the pandemic, in addition of some other problems that exist in some of these countries. That would be a great complication for the world. We cannot see it as a problem of the African continent exclusively, but we have to see it as a problem for the world if this comes to have a greater magnitude than what we have so far. And this is what we had for you today.